This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen here with another week. Well, this is an hour-long conversation and a podcast, which you can find as well at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Reminders about some of that as we continue. There's a new kind, well, it's new to me anyway, a new kind of meditation that's on the horizon called Den Meditation. And I'm so happy to have Catherine Schiff here, which sort of portends what my interest is in this, because frankly, I don't understand it. And I think that's what we're here to do in part, is to help people understand what it is that any of these various things that help get us beyond our five senses, get us beyond the everyday world into a place where you can maybe find some new things that'll help you out. Catherine is here. She's a clairvoyant, an energy healer, spiritual minister, intuitive coach, psychic tools teacher, all that stuff. So let's start with the spiritual minister. Are you a spiritualist minister? Do you have a congregation? The reason I ask is I used to go to one of those churches when they were available.
Oh, wow.
And I always thought that they were kind of cool, the way the services were conducted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So is that what your spiritual ministry is about?
You know, it's I guess I would say it's similar. It's really based from like a psychic kind of church, like a schooling.
Yeah, yeah.
And we learned our ministry through that psychic space, which just in essence released all the dogma of any religious energy and just is inclusive of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can ministry to, you know, whomever and whatever. And it is an actual church and a real ministry, so I'm actually a real reverend.
So, well, that's what I remember. A lot of the people that were sensitive that I first met when I first got into trying to understand all of this back in when would it have been? I was in my 40s, so about 30 years or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought me into a whole new world. And the fellow that I went to for the original conversation, if you will, because I had, you know, we all have our ups and downs, and I was in a relationship that really kind of, it made me look at me and what was what.
Yeah,
and, you know, a lot of us go for help, and so I found a shrink who turned out to be a spiritualist minister, and that's how I got into that church and the experiences that I had, met my mother from a past life, you know, stuff like that, that people say, well, wait a minute, what did he just say? Well, I think that's fairly commonplace to meet people that, you know, you were connected with one way or another. So it's good to know that that's how you sort of started. So
that is. That's a similar story.
Is it really? Really? What is your story? Tell us your story.
Well, in a brief version of it is very similar to that. I had a series of, you know, relationships. You know, one was my, you know, partnership or my relationships with a partner at the time that just kind of crashed and burned.
Yeah.
But it was life-changing, one of those, like you just said. And I had a series of other relationships going on, business relationship, some of my family. And, you know, they all just took this really intense, you know, I call it a crash, where I just was forced to be miserable in my kind of pain and that kind of victim space we go in and just not knowing where to go, or I just, something in me was just sick of it, sick of my own self, the way I was dealing with things and the way things were going. And I don't know what it was, but it was something that just said, you know, you can change something. So that's what happened, is I made a drastic change, and it was a series of events that led me directly into this work.
Yeah.
So looking back, I could see it.
Mm-hmm. You're in the perfect place for it. Los Angeles, we were talking about phone numbers and stuff and how I have a Los Angeles number. I don't live there all the time. But I have found that my time in Los Angeles is a great time for me to experience the things that I need to make the rest of my life work. I know that's because I love the energy. I don't like the politics in California. I don't like some of the realities at all. But I do like the energy. I always say that there's something. I get off the plane and I get into the car and I drive up either the 405 or I go up any of the surface streets and go to where I am in Santa Monica, and my children live in Westwood and in West Hollywood. It just feels like home. It feels good. It feels easy. There's a comfort there that I like, frankly. And I think that helps a lot. Maybe that's why all this stuff takes place there. I'm certainly not the only one who thinks that. You came from Northern California down there. Was it because you had the relationship and it brought you down there, or you went definitively to Southern California because that was a place to do this?
Well, that is really how it happened. I went from San Francisco. I went a few other places along the way. I ended up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's where I did all of this work for myself.
Right.
And that's where I became a teacher and an intuitive healing practitioner and a psychic. But I left Santa Fe and came back to California. And yes, I chose LA. I mean, I had, family and friends here, but I thought, it just felt right. Yeah. And that's why I'm here, because the thing about this place is people show up. They show up open. They show up ready. They just show up, with a lot of...
Some people say they show up crazy, but that's...
Yeah, but that's not true.
Well, it depends on your... there's a definition. I think the word crazy is misinterpreted a lot.
Absolutely.
I think crazy is something that... You look around and see what's what. I don't want to be normal. I never have been, never tried to be. My daughter says, "Daddy, you're so strange. I do this kind of work on the radio and have for all of my adult life because it lets me be me."
And
I think if you can't find, that's what I guess then meditation is. You're helping people to find me. And so let's get to that as we continue here. We'll pause for a moment. Catherine Schiff is here, the founder of the School of Intuitive Greater Healing, also known as PSI. And that's a certain trip in and of itself, it looks like. So we got lots to talk about here, lots of ways of connecting your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen with a way to connect with you and your weight. If you're losing weight, congratulations. Good for you. You've decided to get healthy the right way, the easy way. Well, there's no easy way. The positive way is to do it the natural way, and that's what Calitrin is all about. If you listen to me in any of the programs that I do, whether it's this Your Hidden Power program, the DJV Weekday program, the American Family Farmer, the Countdown Show, DJV Health, all of the messages that I have and all the programs that I do focus on me helping people a natural way when it comes to things that I support. And that certainly is the description of Calitrin. I've been on this program for well over 4 years telling people to just go look at the results. See the results. Really, at toploss.com, you can really, really get in touch with people. You can talk to one of their counselors if you want for some help. But look at the success stories. They've been in business 24 years. They couldn't have stayed in business if it wasn't a good product that worked well. So take it from me, somebody who has your best interests at heart, and I really do. Yeah, they pay me to tell the story, but I tell more of a story than they pay me to tell, if you know what I mean. 3 months free right now using the DJV code, free shipping as well. Check it all out. See how it works. The natural way to help you lose weight and keep it off. That's Calitrin, Calotren. Check it out at toploss.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobiliftNA.com/save.
Moving back into our conversation with Catherine Schiff. I don't know. I want to have time for us to talk about Dan meditation. I read the Om every day. You probably do to a lot of people. You know, the daily Om. There are always things about Dan meditation. And I've kind of looked around and nosed around, but I don't know that I really understand. So let's put that together, because that seems to be what you're most interested in teaching. You do it every week in L.A. Let's get Dan understood.
Okay. Yeah, well, the Dan meditation is actually just it's a virtual and a physical center. And this is where all these different meditations and modalities meet. And there are a bunch of us. There are a bunch of different teachers, and it's a place to learn, experience about meditation and all these different forms. And Tal is the owner, and she's a wonderful, you know, amazing person that kind of holds the group all together. Mm-hmm. And then what I do for the Den, or with the Den, is I teach the psychic classes. So I teach a daily psychic meditation class that, you know, is open to everyone.
Yeah.
But then I also teach what's called an intuitive healing program, which is a 12-week program. It's a weekly program. And that is a psychic and an energy healing training, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. And I do it, after this past year, I do it all virtually, just via Zoom. We're all in a class together, and it works amazing. Even prior to that, I was teaching that over the telephone.
Really?
Years. Yeah, because there's no such thing as time or space, you know, in that realm.
Do people understand that? I mean, that's one of the things that comes hardest to folks who are so used to the day-to-day, everyday living. There is no time, there is no space. So how is it we know the Earth is 4.5 billion years old? How is it that we understand travel? Or do we really? Mm-hmm. Understand it.
Well, I think we do. I think it's hard to articulate in our language. But in this world that we live in, you know, on the Earth and in this dimension, let's call it, and as humans in the body, we do live within time and space. That's what our world works within these structures of time and space, and that's how we can measure. But once you go into your intuition, which everyone is capable of, that's part of what we are, who we are as beings. Once you go into that spiritual being part of you, just in the sixth chakra or the third eye, you know, whatever, many different ways of identifying it, then you transcend this dimension and this time and space. And then you're able to see beyond and everything else that's going on around us, and how we are both, how we can be in both.
I see, I think that's very difficult for people to grasp. Mm-hmm. And so when you get there, you probably, with some people, in order not to leave them behind, have to keep sort of going around. I'd need a circle around me, or be able to go back and circle back to some of these ideas. But that's really what the classes are all about. That's really what the connection with you is all about. That's what the development is about. We're continuing our conversation. Catherine Schiff is here. We're talking about Den meditation. You can check out her websites, denanywhere.com or Catherine Schiff, S-H-I-F-F, CatherineSchiff.com. Doug Steffen continuing in a matter.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back with our guest of this week's Spotlight on the Your Hidden Power program, Catherine Schiff, talking about meditation, the Den Meditation, which is kind of new on the scene. DenAnywhere.com is a website. CatherineSchiff.com is a website. Do you have, I want to know a little about you and your family. Did you come from someone who was, or parents who were sensitive? Do you have children, and are they sensitive? How does the family thing fit together, if at all?
Yeah.
It's important.
My mother is very sensitive, as you call it. Yes. Mm-hmm. My mother is definitely psychic and intuitive. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. It wasn't a big thing that people spoke of back in the
day. I wouldn't have thought that that's not the place, that's not the epicenter of this movement anyway,
nope.
For sure.
No,
yeah.
It's not. But my mother was always very free-spirited and just encouraging and curious and interested in, like, mystical things. And actually, when I was growing up, there was several years, where she was very much into, you know, what, this kind of stuff. She was in that kind of New Age movement at the time. Like, she read all the Shirley MacLaine books, talked to me about them. You know, she had crystals. She had a guru. I mean, it was very progressive.
Cool.
And
yeah.
A couple of her friends. Yeah, so I was exposed to it. I didn't connect to it at that time. I thought it was so weird. I was like, your children were with you. I was like, you are, we thought it was weird. We kind of made fun of her a little bit, but
like I said, my daughter said, Daddy, you're so strange. You could look at me. Hey, Mom, you're too different.
Well,
right?
You know, I think I was a little like, nobody else is doing this,
right.
But I listened to her, and I'll tell you, I believed it. I trusted every bit of it. I knew everything she said was true, and I just believed it. She had a past life with, you know, my father. She had a past life with her best friend. I believed it. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was, you know, at some point that got shut down for her, and so then I just was never exposed to it again. I went through high school and into college, but my journey from that, I think it was just already programmed and kind of opened up for me. And once I was in college, I just took a different route to get there. I, you know, focused on philosophy and religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was interested in that. And, you know, right after that, it took me into another journey where I was exploring the world and looking. And then that led me to this. And, you know, everyone, so I really came into this you know, not really until my mid-30s.
Yeah. Oh, I think it takes a long time.
Yeah.
It has a different perspective. You started young. You don't have the life experiences that you need to get bounced around, banged on your head, dropped on your head. So do you have children now? Do you have somebody that takes the info and goes to another generation?
No, I do not have children. I do not have children. What I have are, I guess, you know, a billion amazing students. And that's what the teaching is about. You know, we're not just teaching, you know, oh, come in and feel better. We're, you know, what I'm teaching, I teach teachers. I teach healers. So what I teach are a bunch of beautiful people who are like, wow, I have this gift and, you know, I don't understand it, or I need, you know, I want to have more control. And I teach them, you are the tool. You know, you have everything you need. So let's find this within ourselves, and then we take it out in the world, and then we can teach other people how to find it in themselves, you know?
Yep.
So it's this kind of beautiful
effect. One to hundreds to thousands to millions, and that's how the message is, like anything else. Drop a water into a lake and look at how it expands. It's the same kind of thing. Well, it's delightful to get to know you and delightful to hear this message. I will again send people to denanywhere.com or katherineschiff.com. Looks like you have an interesting group of people working with you and around you. Something certainly to explore. Katherine, thank you. Best of luck. And I think you have the kind of attitude, I can hear it and feel it, that it just keeps expanding and going and helping. So that's very cool. Thank you for being here. Good to have you on board.
Thanks for having me.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American troops in northeastern Syria came under fire from multiple rockets Monday evening. There were no injuries to U.S. troops in the attack, in apparent retaliation for Sunday's U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. The search for survivors among the rubble of a Surfside, Florida condo entered a sixth day Tuesday, with around a half dozen bodies recovered from the partial collapse of the 12-story building and many people still unaccounted for. Rescue specialists from Israel and Mexico joined the American crews in the search for life using cranes, dogs, and infrared scanners. Roads buckled and power cables melted as record temperatures continue across the Pacific Northwest on Monday. Seattle, Washington surpassed its record set Sunday when it hit 108 on Monday evening. And Portland, Oregon, for the third consecutive day, recorded an all-time high temperature of 116 degrees. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This day in history. Flash, 1613. The Old Globe Theater burns down. The theater was located in Southwark, across the River Thames from the city of London. Flash, 1941. 1 week after launching a massive invasion of the USSR, German divisions make staggering advances on Leningrad, Moscow, and Kiev. Flash, 1972. In Furman versus Georgia, the U.S. Supreme Court rules by a vote of 5-4 that capital punishment, as it currently is employed on the state and federal level, is unconstitutional. Flash, 1995. The American space shuttle Atlantis docks with the Russian Mir station. The first thing passed through the docking tube is a brand new PC computer. Flash, 1967.
Well, it wasn't pretty, seemed like this car with the four people in it. Well, it was 3-6 people in it and 4 dogs. Run just dead on into the back of this truck, freight truck. There was no indication of anyone trying to stop. The 3 people in the front were crushed, and 2 little dogs were dead. However, the 3 children in the back, by some miracle, weren't seriously injured.
Blonde bombshell and celebrated actress Jane Mansfield is killed instantly when the car in which she is riding strikes the rear of a trailer truck on U.S. Route 90 east of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Barry Geller here with us from his museum. I'm very excited. I'll get over there in December to spend some time with you. And the museum, which looks fabulous. I've been looking at pictures. You go online to urigeller.com or to urigellermuseum.com. You can see the... I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the... I'm impressed that it looks like a real museum. I don't know why. You know, maybe it's because you and I are as close as we are. I don't know. I don't have an expectation. I'm just figuring it's going to be good. But looking at it, you got all like the you can put the headset on and walk around the museum and get the story behind the story. I'll tell you, when you were here last time, we talked about the guitars that you were getting in there, and people were very interested in Mick Jagger's guitar. What do you have? You have a bunch of those things from people. I think you told me Justin Hayward's guitar or some. Yeah, from the Moody Blues. So what are you getting almost on a daily basis, stuff coming in there?
Well, you know, I have to stop at some point because it already takes me an hour and a half to take a tour around the museum, and that's a long time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm the best tour guide because I talk passionately about the items that I owned, that I got from these amazing people. Music-wise, I have Mick Jagger's guitar, Justin Hayward. I have items from Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Elvis Presley. I even have, now listen to this, the death mask of Chopin. You know, when people in the past, you know, master painters and music creators, when they died, the first thing they did, they plastered their face and they created a death mask.
Right.
So I have a death mask of Chopin from 1845. And I put Byron Jamison, who is an amazing, renowned
pianist.
Classical pianist.
Yeah.
Because he gave me that mask as a gift for the museum. It's basically white plaster, but it's very eerie because, you know, nobody knows what it is. And when when you read that this is Chopin's original death mask, that's quite extraordinary. Then I have a bottle of Chanel number 5, which was Marilyn Monroe's favorite perfume, which I got from DiMaggio, you know, her lover husband.
Yeah, right, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. Yeah. And it was actually found next to her bed where she was found dead. So I have a basketball signed by Kobe Bryant. Little items that people actually are amazed.
Let me ask you about the energy that's there. I was just talking earlier on the program to somebody who is an energy specialist and really is very dynamic. We were talking about energy in Southern California, but the energy there, is it something that's there, or do you feel like you've created it, or is it a little bit of both? Because I don't know, when you found that building, you felt like there was a special connection, if I remember.
I think it's a lot of both, because just imagine the items that I have from, let's say, Marilyn Monroe or John Lennon. Their energy is embedded in the object that I'm displaying, because energy is almost like a vapor. It's a vibration. It's a frequency that can penetrate metal, plastic, wood. So this whole structure, the hall, the space that the museum is in, is ancient. We're going back about 1,000 years, 900 to 1,000 years. So the combination and the unity of these different eclectic energies, Christianity, Muslim, Judaism, is just so powerful. You will feel it yourself, and you will walk around with me in this beautiful museum.
Yeah, it really sounds fascinating. It is, but I think part of it is the creative. I remember the first time I met you, and I think that's something to talk about, how it is that people are attracted to you. There's an energy there. How are people attracted to anybody? Lovers, friends, people they work with, that they get along with. How does that all work? That's not something that happens by accident. That happens because it's supposed to happen. And I think you can maybe get a sort of a tune-up. At least that's the feeling I get by going into URI's museum. Hopefully a lot of people will travel there, but at least you can check it out online. URIGELLER, URIGELLER.com. Couple of listening reminders, those of you who hear Your Hidden Power and think this is very cool. We have almost 200 podcasts of Your Hidden Power. The most recent ones, 197, focuses on how you can stop fixing yourself. From Don Joseph Goway, who is the executive director of the DeMello Spirituality Center. A lot of people in this movement have psychiatric backgrounds. This guy went to Stanford Medical School. He wrote a book called Stop Fixing Yourself, following in the footsteps of some other folks who were great teachers. And that's how this stuff gets passed down. That's one of the reasons that the Your Hidden Power effort is as it is, because I want to pass this information down to people who may be younger than I am or we are, different crews, different types of people who can benefit by just expanding their thoughts a little bit. Also on that podcast, Uri Geller talks about the latest addition to his museum in Tel Aviv, Mick Jagger's guitar, It's kind of it's always a great romp whenever he is on. Plus, psychic scout Mary O'Malley explains how she helps her clients slow down and relax. Isn't that something that we kind of all need these days? So that's one of the podcasts. There's another one on meditation with a focus on your anxiety level and your stress with coaching therapist Gabrielle Ortega, integrating her knowledge. She was a trauma meditation therapist. She's had a lot of experiences. She's talked to a lot of people, helped a lot of business owners. That was kind of unique. And so you can kind of, you want to stoke your own fire, get yourself normalized, help yourself. Plus our usual visits on that podcast with Uri Geller and Mary O'Malley and Laura Banks, our astrologer. So help yourself to the experience. If you've got some time and you want to calm down, it's kind of like Calm on an airplane, or, you know, have that app Calm. Listen to this stuff and you'll kind of be in the same place, I think, as far as your head's concerned. Check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. A reminder about how you can enjoy life a little bit better. I'm all about helping everybody that listens to my various programs have a better life, different things to focus on each time. I love cookies, and I love sandwiches. I am a sandwich eater. I had a cheese and tomato sandwich grilled last night. Love sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yum. I've had a tough time finding breads that didn't upset me because I have a gluten intolerance. And then I found Ebon's Bakehouse. Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com prepares the most delicious cookies that you can imagine. Half a dozen really popular types. And then there are the breads, the buns, the rolls that we use at this time of year. And for me, making my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or my grilled cheese sandwiches with their bread is really a delight, an experience that you ought to have. Even if you don't have a gluten intolerance, this stuff tastes fabulous, and there's no preservative in it, so you keep it in the refrigerator, lasts longer, you don't leave it out on the shelf because it'll mold, because there's no preservatives. That's it. With pasta and breads and baked goods and stuff, a lot of gluten around, save yourself from that. And even if you're not gluten intolerant, I know when people, I share this with all my friends and they say, wow, these are really good. Where can I get them? You can get them at ebonsbakehouse.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for a big discount. And remember, whatever you buy there is guaranteed. So if you don't like it, it doesn't work out, it's not good, then you get your money back. I love these cookies and these products. Check it out. Enjoy them. EbonsBakehouse.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members, along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Mary O'Malley joins us now here on Your Hidden Power. So I have a special sort of connection. This is maybe going to seem a little superficial to you, but I've become a fan of what now is called Jay Fleck. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck used to be Jay Lo or Jay whatever they called themselves before. Bennifer, that was it. Yeah, it was Bennifer. So now they've gotten back together. There are a lot of astrologers who are saying this was in the cards. When you have somebody that comes to you who has been involved in a relationship, and let's face it, a lot of people come to you at PsychicScout.com or they come to your other website, MaryO'Malley.com, to get help with romance. So can you see or sense, and again, I use the Jennifer Lopez-Ben Affleck thing, can you put people together? Can you tell them in a way that has credibility whether they're barking up the right tree or the wrong tree in a relationship? Because a lot of people, you know that as well as I do. We frustrate ourselves by trying to fit a round peg into a square hole in relationships. And so it's the cause of much consternation. So how directly do you get messages on things like romance, and could you have seen, if you had J-Lo and Ben in a studio with you, would you have been able to see, do you think, this is not supposed to be a silly question, they would get back together?
Good question.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, most of the time I get pretty clear information. Sometimes I tune in on a person and, man, I just don't like them. You know, it's like instantaneous. I'm like, nah, I don't think this is the one for you. A lot of times people need to aim a little higher. You know, we all tend to do that in relationships. So I get some pretty direct information. Sometimes I see it's going to be a good relationship, but with a few bumps. And maybe my client has an issue they need to work through, a trust issue or something like that. So,
Don't we all?
Yeah. So Ben and what's her name? Jennifer. Lopez.
Lopez.
I feel like they're too much the same. Like they're very.
They're both Leos.
And
they're fire signs. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it doesn't leave a lot of room for. It's like they're going to constantly struggle against each other. You know, who's the most famous? Who's this? Who's got that? Like, there's a lot of competition in that relationship that doesn't feel, sometimes competition feels good, and this feels uncomfortable. So
really?
I think in the end, you know, well, they're both older now and hopefully grown up a little bit. But,
maybe a little more mature, yeah.
Yeah, but I just see it being a constant kind of struggle between them.
Well, that happens with showbiz people anyway, doesn't it? Who gets the top billing and stuff like that. But when I look at their faces, at least now, I see a lot of love there and more than infatuation. It just looks like they're happy.
I think they love each other deeply, and they probably should be the best of friends. Because they have a lot of respect for each other. They have a lot in common, and they have a lot of lust for each other.
But
I would see going the long term is just, everyday frustrations that neither one of them will give in. You know what I mean?
That's good to know. Interesting. All right, good perspective. Thank you. Want to get a perspective like that for you? Go to MaryO'Malley.com or PsychicScout.com. Mary here on Your Hidden Power.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Now is Laura Banks from Stargal Network, and the association with the stars is what we talk about when we get together every week. Look at that moon, man. How much of an influence is that moon? Remember the old song, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie? Well, the moon, if you could see it, if it wasn't, the sky wasn't clouded over, was huge this week. So what's that doing to the astrological mumbo-jumbo that's around everybody's horoscope? Is it reflective at all? And because there are other things going on, retrograde, this and that. So how big an influence is the moon?
Well, Doug, you factor in the moon with other planets as everything's a canvas and connected. A full moon in Capricorn is delicious this time because we've got a sun trine Capricorn going on as well. Jupiter is the benefic and the gift giver, and it's trining the sun. And so it's going to amplify the moon's potential. And Capricorn as a full moon really gives all of us this fantastic opportunity for good fortune. Okay, it's really a chance to get some structure and security financially, career, anything to do with Capricorn, advancement financially. Capricorn's normally not a friendly place to put the moon because Capricorn is the reverse of expressing emotion, and the moon is emotion. But because of this trine that's happening, which only happens a couple of times a year, and because Mercury went direct a couple of days ago, it's a really fantastic day to ask for that loan to come through, to ask for that promotion. In fact, Doug, I would like you to promote me to the chief radio engineer of the show.
All right, you're promoted.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. So so go for the bonus, go for the career. It's full moon, and then we've got Venus has gone into Leo.
Leo in love. Leo. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's Venus, Leo.
Let's talk about Bennifer, or whatever their latest thing is, Jay Fleck, Jennifer,
yes,
and Ben. And they're both being Leos. What does that say? A lot of people are very excited because they want to see them together, get married. They look great. They look like they're very happy. What is it when two Leos, the two fires, what the kind of hot stuff can happen there?
Well, can you spell publicity stunt? Because I can.
Really?
And
can't
I can spell one a mile away.
Really? You think it's
really
publicity?
Two Leos? Oh, my God. It's all about grandiose. What a rich and brilliant opportunity for the freest, most aggressive publicity you could ever ask for. There's no way J-Lo is going to settle for a guy who ends up in gambling tables and his track record, and yet, oh my gosh, what great revenge on Alex. And that's my opinion. Two Leos, that's too many Leos in one room.
Do you know what their, I forgot what their moons were, but it seemed to me, at least I heard from one person, I read this in one of the columns that I read every day, suggesting that it was a good pairing. Because not only were their sun signs compatible or the same, whether that's compatible, because Leos are all about narcissism and themselves, and it's me, 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 me. So, you know, if it's me, 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 what happens to you, 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 you?
Exactly. You know, he's an addict. He gambles. You know, he was in the gambling table again recently. You know, with that going on, there's
he
not a lot of room for relationships.
He took J-Lo's mother with him to the tables. That's where he went with his, apparently she loves him, so he went to the tables with her.
Well, you know, it could work out. My personal humble opinion is that it will not work out. But with all of us with Venus going into Leo, and it's going to be there from June 27th to July 21st, it is a real opportunity for all of us to mix and mingle. Really get out there. Love is going to come easier. There's a warmth. I mean, we're all in that sun and Cancer right now, which is so warmth. We're going into summer. Welcome to the summertime. We're coming out of this COVID ice down, and we're... It's really, a lot of us are in shock that we're coming out of our mole holes and going, oh my gosh, there's people, there's opportunity. Everybody, I really feel a lovely energy now. Of course, I don't watch the news anymore. That really helps. I think the news is just such a downer. You don't get a chance to breathe if you watch, you know, a building collapse in Miami. Okay, what do I do about that? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing you can do about it. And so why would we bother, other than it's like standing in the corner and pointing your finger, look at that. It's one of those, it's participation elements that I think people get distracted by. All right, thank you, Laura. Anybody who wants a really good reading, finding out what's going on and how the stars impact you, check the website Star Gal Network out and make arrangements to have a good reading with Laura.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.